Marcy hooked her arm through Josh Pendleton's and strolled with the host along the path that would lead them to the suitor's mansion. Actually, I was thinking that you and I could run away together. What do you think? You're a good-looking guy. We'd make a cute couple. Josh shot her a look that was equal parts amused, confused, and horrified.
I can never tell if you're serious or not.
I could be. What do you say? Wanna blow this joint and run away to Vegas? It was entirely too tempting to run. Not because Josh was handsome, which he was, though he was also rumored to be hot and heavy with a supermodel, so Marcy wasn't holding out much hope for a romantic future with him. No, it was tempting to flee because she was scared out of her ever-loving mind about what she was about to put herself through for the next 8 weeks. Scared she wouldn't find love, scared that she would, scared that America would grow to hate her as they sometimes did the second time someone came on the show. Scared that they would all see what a fraud she was, peddling true love for a living when she wasn't sure she believed in it herself. So fucking scared. So she did what she always did when she was petrified. She cracked jokes, she smiled pretty, and she pretended everything was hunky-dory when all she really wanted was to run. Sadly, Josh wasn't taking her proposal seriously.
You realize 90% of the reason I got this job was because my wife and I are a shining example of matrimonial bliss, don't you?
He asked conversationally before redirecting the conversation back to her journey with the poise of a pro.
In the next few minutes, you could be meeting your own future husband. How are you feeling? Nervous? Excited?
Is nauseated an option? Eager, she lied brightly. I can't wait to get started. Run, run away now.
Right this way. The adventure of a lifetime is about to begin.
Save me. Being Miss Wright was not entirely full of awesomeness. Blisters, yes. Awesomeness, not so much. On the plus side, her initial panic had abated. On the not-so-plus side, everything else. The tape securing the mic pack to the small of her back itched, a constant irritation, and scratching was absolutely out of the question thanks to the decades it had taken the wardrobe people to be satisfied that the little box was sufficiently hidden in the pleats of her gown. Her cheeks ached from smiling, a knot of pain was growing between her shoulder blades from holding them so tense, and she was already starting to lose her voice, and the introductions were only half over. Marcy picked her way across the flagstone patio on the way to meet suitor number 16. Her feet hurt like a bitch, and the designer heels rubbed, but unlike when she'd been just one of a bevy of suitorettes, tonight she couldn't just wait her turn and then escape out to the side terrace to claim a chair and avail herself of the open bar until Mr. Perfect was done with the marathon introductions. No, this time it was her marathon. 30 handsome guys all dying to meet her. 30 guys set up at various locations around the mansion, each one designed to show off their unique talents and help Marcy keep them straight. When Marcy had been a suitorette, the producers had put her in the library, surrounded by stacks of her books. Katya, the swimsuit model, had been predictably lounging by the pool, though in an evening gown, of course. One of the other girls had baked cookies, Marcy seemed to remember, though she couldn't recall who. Whatever your gimmick was, that was your chance to show it off, like a cross between speed dating and the Miss America talent competition.